Welcome to the Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida podcast with your hosts, Tim Whittemore and Stephanie Durham with the Whittemore Group. From your morning coffee to those nighttime brewskis, they are here to tell you what it's like to eat, sleep, drink, play, work, and live on the beautiful Emerald Coast.
Have you ever wondered what it's going to be like to live in Niceville, Florida? And also curious, is Niceville, Florida a nice place to live? Well, aside from the pun, which is absolutely hilarious, the short answer is absolutely. And we're going to go through the things that make this place great and why it's super nice to live in Niceville. So stick around. What's up, everybody? This is Tim Whittemore here with the Whittemore Group here in the beautiful Destin Fort Walton Beach area. That's right, it does include Niceville, which is nice. If this is your first time to our channel, we do tons and tons of videos about everything you need to know about our area. As a military veteran, I've been all over the place. And every time I went somewhere, there was always such a lack of information of where to move to and what to anticipate. That's why we created this channel for you. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Click that little bell so you're notified every single time we got a new video coming out. Now, honestly, we get tons of phone calls, we get lots of emails from you guys, and we absolutely love it. So please give us a call, text, email, heck, shoot us a little paper airplane. Whatever you gotta do, we got your back when moving here to our area. All right, let's get into Niceville. If you're not familiar with Niceville, it is the area just north of Eglin Air Force Base. It does house a lot of military veterans, people that are currently military, contractors, and just people that like the area. And quite honestly, who can blame them? It's not a huge community, but what they do have is really nice. As a real estate agent here, a lot of the time when people decide to go to Niceville, it is because of a lot of different things, and some things they don't even know about that they have told me here in the past. But number one, the school systems. Niceville High School, as far as public schools are concerned, are rated at the very top. It is the best one in Northwest Florida for school systems. One thing to really note about this school system is if you want a community that really comes together when some sporting events, especially football, it really comes together for sports and events, you're really going to find that community coming out. It's the whole quote unquote Friday night lights where people will come out and really support the sports and the school system all together. But all around, if you're looking for the best public school here in all of the Emerald Coast, Niceville High is where you're going to want to go. Speaking of, next, number two, we'll say. It's going to be the community. Community is great anyway, no matter where you go. Reason being, it's a very eclectic community. And what I mean by that is that you have all these other people that come in from all around the country that are military that didn't even know this place really existed. I was one of those guys over a decade ago and didn't even know Northwest Florida, didn't know anything about it. And then it got here and I'm like, wow, this is one of the best places I've ever lived. This is amazing. Why? Because we still have a bit of that Southern hospitality that's down here. People speak a little bit slower. I'm from the Northeast and grew up in New York, so I tend to talk very fast. So I've learned to control that. But you have that Southern hospitality and all the different things that come with that. Not only that, but you have a majority of this community that has some sort of military affiliation, military background, which brings a lot of respect and pride into the community and things like that. But we're also part of Florida. And being part of Florida, if you have never looked this up, look up Florida Man and see all the craziest stuff that goes on with that. It's really interesting as we get and become Floridians, or if we're born and raised Floridians here, how that kind of craziness goes. It is really interesting as we're talking about Niceville, but we'll talk about the Emerald Coast as a whole, is that, you know, we get a lot of tourism here because we have some of the most gorgeous beaches across the world. I go on cruises sometimes and I'm like, yeah, this beach isn't as good as ours. Who says that on vacation? Apparently us here on the Emerald Coast. But, you know, people come from all walks of life and they do stupid things, which makes us sort of laugh sometimes, as long as they don't hurt themselves or get killed. But yeah, it's this really eclectic community that's hard to match anywhere else. Another reason when I got out of the military, I moved back to this area. So yes, I'm a transplant as well. You can be too. All right, the next nice part about Niceville, just love that. It's close to the Eglin Air Force Base, which is a huge employer in the area. And it's also close to Duke Field, which is another smaller, we'll say, outpost of Eglin Air Force Base. For those in the military, you're like, yeah, I get it. For those that are not, don't worry about it. In any case, it's close proximity to all these different military installations. Now, I will warn you, if you are looking to go to Hurlburt Field, if that's where you're stationed or that's where your contract is at, it is a bit of a trek from Niceville down to Hurlburt Field, but it isn't really all that bad. Most of the roads that are gonna get there don't have a ton of lights on them, and you can drive pretty fast on most of those roads, sometimes legally, to get to where you're going. So is that terrible? But just plan for the traffic as you would. But it is close to base. It's super, super convenient. Nice part about Niceville, still can't get over that. There's not a lot of traffic. Niceville really isn't a throughfare to really anywhere else, unless you're coming off the base or, you know, coming to the base from maybe Freeport or someplace like that. Almost everybody else is going to be going through Fort Walton Beach to get to work or wherever that they're going to be working. So there's not a lot of local traffic that goes through Niceville, which is really nice, because some of the things that most people complain about, this guy included, is the traffic during tourist season. And tourist season is that season from March all the way out until, I'd say, it calms down more October timeframe. You really have to plan for it. If you don't have Google Maps or Waze to plan for traffic, I highly suggest that you invest in those and start using those when you do come to this area. Okay, next nice thing. Yeah, okay. It's a very safe neighborhood. All of it is some of the best and safest neighborhoods that you're gonna go into. There are some that aren't as aesthetically pleasing, but there's still not a lot of violent crimes or anything else in this area. And this is according to Area Vibes and all those other fun websites that you can look this up online, which I of course encourage you to do. What we see most of the time in tourist towns is very petty crimes, breaking in cars, things like that. But we don't see that in Niceville because it's not a hub where people are doing Airbnbs and short-term rentals and things like that. You'll see them, but there's not a whole lot of them, and the Niceville HOAs really try to prohibit those sort of rentals anyway. Next, it's also close to Destin, right? If you stay in the Blue Water Bay area, which is one of the more popular neighborhoods that you're gonna find in Niceville, beautiful. Used to have two golf courses, it's down to one, but they're building new houses in it, which is great. It has sidewalks, golf cart community, different communities throughout. Really, really kind of cool area altogether, but it's really close. Like, you just have to go a bit to the east and then you'll hit the toll bridge and that'll bring you right into the heart of Destin. And most of the times when we're traveling to Destin, it's to get to those cool places, not just the beach, but going to some of the cool places that we want to go, like the Destin Commons, which is an outdoor mall that has all the stuff. It's got the bowling alley. There's a little concert hall that's across the street from that. You've got restaurants, shopping, movie theater. So all those things are right there, but you got to pay the $4 to get over each way for the toll bridge. So, but it's nice to be in that proximity. Speaking of, we do have housing. This is a real estate channel, so let's talk about housing at least, right? But we have a really good mix of housing. We see anywhere between brand new construction. A majority of what you're gonna find was built in the 80s, 70s, 80s timeframe, and we did have a big housing spurt early 2000s as well. However, you're going to see a good mix of all those different types of housing throughout. So what does that mean? Well, here at the very beginning of 2024, so hopefully you're watching this recently. If not, it's probably change. But our median home price is around $453,000. Not bad for this area. It's not the cheapest, but you really get that sort of everything else that we just talked about when you do move here. Okay. That's a high all the way up to 2.2 million. I'm not saying that's the most expensive house you can buy there, but in the past 12 months, that's the highest one that had sold, and guaranteed that was sitting on the water, and a low of $105,500, which I'm sure was a rehab, if not a mobile home. So there's a big mix of different things that are in here, but if you're looking to spend north of 400, south of 500, Niceville may be a good spot for you, and you have lots of options. Now, we're at the beginning of 2024, so we still don't have a whole lot of housing, but we haven't for a long time either. It's still much of a seller's market. However, it looks like we're starting to build inventory back up in this area, and buyers, you don't have to be in a huge rush to purchase anything right now because interest rates are normalizing, which will seem kind of high to those that have been paying attention the last couple of years, but we'll say they're normalizing. So there's time. There's time for negotiations. It's a good market still to buy. It's not the best, but it's the best that we've seen in quite some time. Okay. onward from housing. Also, this is a great boating community. They call it Blue Water, Blue Water Bay. Right? Absolutely gorgeous. There are deep water ports all throughout this area. If you want a sailboat, you can get into one and still be able to get to where you want to go on that as well. We don't have a whole lot of the low bridges that you need to worry about, some of which are being replaced. Brooks Bridge in Fort Walton Beach is actually being replaced so it can be higher. So you don't have to worry about hitting that with your mast. So there is great boating. It's absolutely gorgeous out there. Some of the best boating in the world exist here on the Emerald Coast. And last but not least, I'll say that it is a short drive from pretty much anywhere. I-10 is the area just north of Niceville. It'll take you a little bit to get there, maybe 20 minutes, but it will intersect in its I-10. So it'll go all the way if you need to go to Tallahassee, you're going to Pensacola, whatever, and you can go 75, really like 80, but you can go, you know, 75, 70, whatever, to your next location. So it's actually pretty quick to get there. To get down to Fort Walton Beach, where all your big shopping is going to be, again, it's another 20-minute drive. And to get down to the beaches, probably 25. And if you want to take that toll bridge and get into the Destin or head down to 38, again, it's around the same. As long as you're okay. As long as you're okay with a 20, 30-minute drive to get anywhere outside of Niceville, with the exception of the base, because that's minutes away, you're going to be in a pretty good spot. So as long as that's acceptable to you, you're good. So that's what I got for you. That's right. So is Niceville a nice place to live? I'm going to say absolutely. Absolutely. If you're looking for that community, you're looking for the good schools for the kiddos, you're looking for safe neighborhoods, you're looking to be close to everything, relatively speaking, then yeah, no, this is going to be a great place for you and your loved ones. So if you have any questions about anything that I mentioned here, please leave it in the comments below. If you are listening via podcast, you know, give us a text, give us a call, whatever you need. We'll be able to answer your questions there as well. And of course, if you are moving to this area, got some questions, need some of our help here to help you find the best deals, then go ahead, give us a call, text, find us on social media, whatever you got to do. We're happy to help. That's why we're here, giving you this information up front so that you have the best information, make the most prudent decision when you're purchasing a home. But again, my name is Tim Whittemore, here with the Whittemore Group with LPT Realty, and we'll see you in our next video. Take care.
That's all we got for today. To learn more about Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave us a review. Also, make sure you check them out and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And make sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram. If you are thinking about moving, relocating, or investing in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, or anywhere between Pensacola and Panama City Beach, make sure to give them a call, send them a text, or email, because they have your back when moving to the Emerald Coast of Florida.